The new president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, was inaugurated in a ceremony in Paris today. Sarkozy, who has promised to usher in a period of deep reform, said he would surprise the French people. But as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, one surprise today came from Sarkozy's family.
Television networks had live coverage with running commentary of this morning's handover of power from President Jacques Chirac to Nicolas Sarkozy. After posing for a photo, the outgoing and incoming presidents met alone for half an hour so that Chirac could give Sarkozy the secret codes to France's nuclear arsenal. And then, in a rather anticlimactic ending to his 12-year presidency, Chirac shook hands with Sarkozy, waved to the crowd, and got in a car and drove away. Last night, Chirac gave his final televised presidential address to the French people. He said he was proud of the work they had accomplished together, and he urged France to stay united under President Sarkozy.
Le nouveau président de la République, Nicolas Sarkozy.
I am confident in France, and I know the new president, Nicolas Sarkozy, will guide our country on its future path. I wish him the best in this most difficult and beautiful mission, serving our magnificent nation, France.
Today at the Élysée, Chirac didn't so much hand over power to Sarkozy as simply depart, leaving Sarkozy with the palace and the job title. As Chirac's car pulled away, Sarkozy was declared the 23rd president of the French Republic in a small ceremony. Sarkozy then received a 21-gun salute from Napoleonic-era cannons before he addressed the French nation for the first time as president.
Je pense avec gravité au mandat.
Today, I think about the mandate with which the French people have entrusted me with great gravitas. I know I do not have the right to disappoint them. France must be stronger than ever to face the challenges of a fast-changing world where falling behind can be fatal.
If the official event was surprisingly lacking in ceremonial pomp, it still captured the nation's attention. Some commentators compared it to the Cannes Film Festival when Sarkozy's wife Cecilia strode up the red carpet with the couple's five children, including her two daughters and his two sons, a sort of tall, blonde Brady Bunch clan that kept the French paparazzi clicking away. Cecilia Sarkozy, a former model, used to be her husband's most influential political advisor, but last year the couple had a highly publicized breakup, and a photo of Mrs. Sarkozy and her lover together in New York even appeared on the cover of Paris Match magazine. While reportedly now reconciled, Cecilia's absence from her husband's presidential campaign led many in France to wonder if she would be moving into the Élysée Palace at all. Political commentator Nicole Bacheron says now there's no doubt Cecilia Sarkozy will become France's first lady.
Today her entrance with the four children that the couple had from previous marriages and the little boy that they have together was quite a statement about a change of generation. It was a very new thing, and there is, you know, a lot of electricity in the Sarkozy couple.
In a scene that was replayed throughout the day, President Sarkozy gave his wife an affectionate caress on the cheek under the full glare of the television cameras. Tomorrow's difficult reforms may come, but today, France has discovered its glamorous new first family. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.